Andrew, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tess. How are you?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, really good, really good.
What have you got for us this week?
Okay, so today I have a debut novel from a Sydney author. Call me parochial, but I am going to keep bringing in debut Australian authors.
I love it.
As long as they keep writing exciting, engaging new literature, and that doesn't seem to be slowing down anytime soon.
Well, that's definitely good news.
So today's novel is Cooktown from Andreas Hager, and it's an engrossing, frequently confronting novel that seeks to engage the reader in issues around trauma and violence, toxic culture, and male-based violence against women. So look, I'm not going to go too deep into all the plot points of the novel, but if these topics bring up anything for you, for the listener, help is available. You can call Lifeline on 131114. So we begin Cooktown as Daniel Gray arrives in Cooktown, North Queensland. It's early 2011 and Dan is not long returned from Afghanistan with a metal knee and a medical discharge. He's in Cooktown to seek out Antonio, his old rugby coach, and is craving the relative solitude of the coastal town. Dan's life has been shattered by his service, and he's searching for a way to overcome the trauma and displacement that he feels now that he's back in Australia. Taking to fishing, we travel with Dan out on the reef where he can be alone with his memories. There he unfolds the details of his upbringing, an almost successful rugby career, and the military service he undertook with his best friend Sean. Throughout the novel, Hager drifts between moments of Daniel's adolescence, his uni life, and his time in Afghanistan. The effect is of events filtered by a troubled mind, trying to catch hold of where the world sort of overcame it. Watching Daniel's memories emerge, the reader's forced to confront the overwhelming dominance of masculine spaces and their role in defining Dan's relationships, both with women and with other men. We see the distances emerge between Daniel and those he sees as sort of outside his masculine cohort. Hipsters, epitomised by Dan's techie older brother, come in for particular vitriol. We also see Dan struggle to connect with women and define his relationships primarily through sex. It's through this lens that we come to understand Dan's isolation and struggle with substance use and violence. Bereft of any other network or ability to connect, he's literally adrift in a boat alone on his return from military service. It's actually this, I guess, sort of a sad indictment of the ongoing struggle that young service people, returned service people, have to be acknowledged and to get the help they need. An interesting aspect of the novel's development is the emerging relationship between between Dan and Andreas's daughter, Remy. When we meet Remy, she's wildly escaping a storm that's overwhelmed her, and we learn that Remy is on the autism spectrum. And while she has this rich life at school, plays footy for her local club, she's also challenged by her family and her friends' difficulty in accepting her ways of social engagement. Daniel initially rejects Remy because he can't recognize a familiar way of communicating with her, and their interactions, I guess, are really heavy with this irony, as Daniel himself is struggling to connect with people in a typical way. I struggled a little bit with this depiction of Remy. I think there's still a long debate to be had around authors' uses of voices, particularly when adopting voices of people from marginalized communities. Hager's depictions of Remy, though, are ultimately they're informed by his research. They show a lot of sensitivity and do go towards highlighting the underdiagnosis and poor understanding of the diagnosis of autism spectrum as it presents in females. It used to be thought that the diagnosis presented at this incredibly much larger rate in men, and we're only now coming to understand that for women it is just a very different presentation and that we just haven't paid enough attention to it. So this book does address that. The whole novel is challenging for the reader. Depictions of violence are real and horrifying, not just in their brutality, but in the lack of consequence. It is kind of the point, though, as we see justice so infrequently served, particularly to victims of violence. I found myself vacillating between extreme frustration at Daniel and this desire to see the novel address these important topics. They're hard topics to read about and confront. I guess, though, I thoroughly recommend Cooktown to readers, but it's not a beach read. It's not really beach weather, I guess. Come to this book ready to engage with its ideas and also to confront your own as you engage with it. So that's Cooktown. I'll go so far as to say there were times in the book where I got angry. I was like,
oh, okay.
Really angry about what was happening, but that is not unusual when I read the news as well. There's a lot of stuff going on in our world. This book seeks to reflect that. And I think it does so in a way that takes the reader on a journey. And that's actually something special that literature can do in a way that news can't.
And if you're having such a visceral reaction to be angry at the book, it must be, you know, obviously not a great, the first choice of emotion, but, you know, that means it really must be moving something.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would challenge this idea that art, the point of art is to make us happy or to entertain us in a way that always leaves us feeling warm and fuzzy. Good art should run the gamut of our emotions. And I found it really confronting, but also ultimately quite rewarding to have this novel get me angry about things that should make us angry. Violence should make us angry. People suffering needlessly should make us angry. And Andreas Hager's Cooktown does that really well.
It sounds like a fantastic book. What are we looking at next week?
So I'm going to be away for a couple of weeks, Tess.
You're leaving us.
I'm sorry to leave you, but I am going to be reading a stack of books while I'm away. I'm going to be out of Sydney for a couple of weekends. I'm going to take a big pile of books. People always laugh at me when I leave town. got my book bag, got my clothes bag. Guess which one's bigger? And I will be back in a couple of weeks' time with fantastic new Australian writing.
Looking forward to it. Thanks so much, Andrew.
See you, Tess.